I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. To eat out or not eat out? That is the question, with apologies to Shakespeare. Remember the days when somebody would spontaneously say, "Let's go out and eat," and boom, everybody would be out the door. Well, a concern these days is it's not happening so much anymore. And it's not only consumers feeling the pinch, but the restaurateurs who feel under attack by the price they have to pay their wholesalers. Let's go through it, shall we? It is affecting establishments all the way from joints to fine dining. CNN talked with a managing partner of Ike's Chili in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Len Wade, who says the cost of everything is going up and the quandary is how to manage it. Ike's has survived the Great Depression, the COVID pandemic, and a burst of inflation. They say this is an even more complicated challenge. Federal data shows beef prices, specifically hamburger meat, is up nearly 21% compared to the same month 10 years ago. The prices across the spectrum are up on coffee, eggs, cocoa this year. The producer price index up 21% over a four-year period. And just this year, the consumer price index showed prices in June were up 2.7% year over year. Causes can be many. During the same period, the U.S. has battled severe weather, record heat, hurricanes, and dangerous flooding. Now, bad weather has plagued farmers forever, but researchers say the climate change has exacerbated the problem over the past few years. As well, the Trump tariffs have driven prices up on some crops, but this is not his problem alone. Remember, it was a key argument during the election, and prices have been going up during the Biden administration as well. The price of the food is not the only problem. The cost of restaurant help has gone up. Since 2021, finding quality applicants has been a top issue, and the immigration raids have also cut back on help. The Center for Migration Studies says there are about 1 million undocumented workers in the restaurant industry, and that number is drying up. So that leaves restaurant owners with a tough choice. Pay more to get more help, shorter hours, smaller servings. The question there is that at what point does the perceived value of eating out not worth it? The first half of 2025, U.S. restaurants and bars saw one of the weakest six-month period sales growth in the past decade. These are Commerce Department figures. So the erosion in those numbers of folks who eat out starts at the level of lower income, and that has happened. It is creeping into the middle class, and how it will affect the upper tiers is still a question. Most of us have felt it. My wife and I went out to dinner recently, nice bistro type, definitely not white tablecloth, not dressy, just nice atmosphere and high quality food. We ended up with my wife ordering a glass of house wine, me and Arnold Palmer. We split an order of fish and chips and had a side salad. Not long ago, the same dinner, we paid maybe $60 out the door, tip included. This time, it was about $85. We know the owner, who's a great guy. He's very concerned about the future. He doesn't want to raise prices. He doesn't want to cut quality. It's tough. I have a favorite chain sandwich shop where the proprietor just told me he's being forced to sell because he won't raise prices. He says the corporation wants him to bump prices by about 33%. He says it will price his customers out of the store. The owners are facing a real dilemma, and so are we who love to occasionally eat out. Nobody seems to have come up with an answer. Shall we be confident that somebody will, or are we destined to eat peanut butter and jelly? What makes sense?